It's Tuesday the 5th of March, 8 a.m. Another overcast morning, grey skies everywhere. And if this rain gets any heavier, I'm going back indoors because I didn't think it was raining. I thought it was off. So I didn't put any weather gear on at all. It's light rain though, it's very pleasant light rain, as long as it stays that way for the next few minutes. And it's mild, very mild this morning. And everything's sodden because yesterday was a dire and dismal day. I think we lost all the decent weather that we had in March. I think we all lost it all on the 1st of April. Yes. Okay. Seems to be some kind of pattern. It's a very strange phenomenon. Weather seems to change as the months change. Strange. Remember last year's terrible winter weather through the summer, and then come the 1st of September the weather changed and got better, and it stayed right through October, and as soon as November came along the weather turned sour again. Pretty much stayed that way, although we didn't get a sere winter this year. And March came along and virtually from the start the weather changed and was a pretty pleasant month indeed. Never April. So I actually had a good sleep last night. Keep talking about these apps. I did look and apparently I had almost 4 hours of deep blue REM sleep. But that doesn't explain the fact that when the alarm went off this morning at 7 a.m. below my pillow, that I let's just say that I did a Victor Meldrew within myself and didn't want to get up. I was so felt so tired. I don't believe it, Kat. I don't want to get up. Leave me alone. Yeah, that kind of stuff, yeah. So, who can explain? And I've still never got to the bottom of why myself and my wife go to bed. Usually, we're in bed by about 10 past, 10:15 most nights. Get up at 7. And every morning we're shattered, we're tired, we're so tired. Is it the broken sleep? I don't know. Is it the broken sleep? We should really, you know, be getting, say, 8 hours of decent sleep out of that and still shattered in the morning, still so tired. It's crazy. What idiot said that as you get older you need less sleep? Alright. So, apart from that, I'm feeling okay. I have awoken. Garden's filling out now. There's a smell in the air. No, it's not one of my phantom smells. It's a smell of, greenery, if you like. Fresh greenery and probably, it's probably wafting off the trees with the new buds or bit of greenery in the garden or shrub, but it's a beautiful smell of fresh greenery. Piercing, isn't it? It's piercing, that call, that bird song. Maybe I should capture some of that and use it as my alarm call in the morning. That would get me up in bed. Yeah, one fell swoop, out and up. Found my mind this morning in the shower again. In and out of the shower, that is. Before, during, after. My mind just wouldn't settle on anything. It was just rampaging. It's not a great word, rampaging. Yes, that's what it was doing. I was trying to think about one thing in particular. And I think I got about 2 seconds of that before my mind took over. And it's just bewildering. It was just, God, it was, you know. It was just shooting about like a pinball in a pinball machine. Off the buffers. Out of control. This made me think of something. David Bowie. Major Tom to ground control. Can you stabilize my mind, please? For 5 minutes. Trains and birds and planes. No, it's not, it's boats, isn't it? Well, I'm having birds. I don't care. That wee robin is on the topmost fragile wee twig on the top of the big lavandy, 50, 60 feet in the air. I like to sit on top of a 60-foot tree at the moment. Well, when it's dry. Just sit there and watch the world below me. It'll be really interesting. Or maybe not. Incommunicado upon that big tree. Who's that on the topmost branch looking down on me? Yeah. Got competition now, haven't you?